state Republican lawmakers are proposing that the property tax credit should be increased pretty substantially. This plan would also increase the income limits for taxpayers to receive the full credit. It would make about 800,000 more residents actually eligible. And so to get more on this proposal, we have House Minority Leader Representative Vin Candelora joining us now. Representative Candelora, thank you for being back on the show. Tell us a little bit more about this plan.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, we hear about the affordability in Connecticut. You know, we have inflation impacting us. We have increases in our insurance, in electric bills, in food. We need to provide direct relief, I think, on a broad basis to our residents. We also saw this year, especially, but in previous years, municipal budgets are failing quite regularly because people can't afford the tax increases that are associated with, you know, the high cost of education that the state really has not met its obligation to fund. And then post-COVID, you know, home values have increased so dramatically that it's also putting more pressure on residential taxes, moving it, frankly, away from commercial. So we think that the time is right for us to adjust the property tax credit, give the money back to the residents. We have seen this year alone $1.5 billion of volatility and surplus money being spent on more government programs. We're saying, let's take $500 million and give it for tax relief.
How much of a hit would that be to take that? First of all, the $500 million, is that like in our rainy day fund? Where is that?
So that $500 million is surplus from this year's budget.
Okay.
This previous year, the Democrats adjusted the volatility cap, which is money that should otherwise go into our pension fund, and they're spending it. So each year they have set aside $600 million of additional tax dollars to spend. We're saying let's make it tax relief because ultimately we have a lot of unfunded obligations. We're trying to get those paid down. Republicans believe that we should be paying that down so that we could give more tax breaks to people, you know, because Connecticut is the highest tax state in the country.
So I mean, listen, I would love a good tax break. I don't even know if I qualify for this, but I would love a good tax break. I have no issue with that. I do think the timing is interesting, though, Representative Candelora. Were you worried about presenting this while we're still in a government shutdown?
Yeah. So the reason for this timing is that the Democrats want to take the $500 million and put it into, you know, for lack of a better word, a slush fund. And so what we're saying is we already have a rainy day fund of $4.3 billion. So there is a lot of money there to offset any potential cuts that Connecticut deems that they don't like. So we're saying let's give tax relief because people are suffering across the board. I mean, certainly the SNAP benefits are a concern and the WIC benefits are a concern. We have the money to backfill those programs if the federal government does not reopen soon and we see cuts to those programs. And remember, any of the federal cuts that we get are temporary. When government reopens, we get that money back.
It's interesting because when you talk about how unaffordable it is to live in Connecticut, or I mean, I'm sure other people feel this way across the country, but I'm obviously focused on our state. I was having a conversation. I think I've told you this. I can't remember which lawmakers know or they don't. My husband's a health insurance broker. And let's just say there are a lot of people in Connecticut who are going to forego getting health insurance because he gave me an example of a family in Stamford right now where based on if you don't continue these credits, the subsidies, if we don't extend them at least another year, this family that was already paying an astronomical like $1,100, you know, for their premiums, it was going to go up to over $3,000. And this person, who, by the way, works in healthcare, said, we're just not going to get it. And she's got two kids, one that's college bound. And she's like, we're healthy enough. We're just not going to get health insurance this year. That was a true conversation that he had with a Fairfield County resident. And he's had a lot of those conversations. So when you talk about, you know, obviously tax credits would be fantastic. I am curious if you feel like again, the timing of it is interesting because we are sort of at a standstill. We don't even know if those credits are going to, those subsidies are actually going to get extended or not. But, you know, do you feel like it's just at least something, something that could get bipartisan support, having tax credits, and certainly extending it to more people in Connecticut? That's at least Connecticut saying, hey, we recognize that everything is pinching at you right now. Like, here's something we can do instead of just putting it into, what'd you call it, a slush fund?
Yeah, it's sort of a fund that's going to be set aside for spending down the road. And the approach that we could take is really two-pronged. You know, the tax credit is going to be benefiting about 2 million people in the state of Connecticut. It's broad-based relief. So it's real money. It's anywhere from $1,000 to a $400 tax credit. The issue of the health insurance credits that are expiring, I think we need to assume at this point they're going to expire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That impacts about about 130,000 people. So I think we need to take a granular look at those people. How many are going to fall off? How many people might get their employer to give them insurance again? Because many businesses move their employees to the exchange to take advantage of those credits. Some might get moved back to their employer. The ones that don't, Connecticut would need to help out in some way, shape, or form. But it's a finite number. I think we have the money in the rainy day fund to prop up a program. We already have many different insurance packages in the state of Connecticut for people. It's just that the subsidies really weren't income-based at the federal level. So, you know, on the flip side, you do have very wealthy people that are able to take advantage of those COVID-era subsidies. And I think that needs to be ferreted out because certainly people that need it should be getting it. We don't want to see anyone drop their health insurance. But those individuals that could afford it should pay for it.
We are chatting with Representative Vin Candelora, and there was a pretty big announcement this week from state Republican leaders proposing that the property tax credit be increased to $1,000. It's what, currently $300, Representative Candelora?
It's currently $300, and it scales down based on your income. So it goes as low as $50. And
oh, wow.
We suggest we keep it at 400. We set the floor at 400 and we increase the level. So a family of four, you know, or even a family of two that's earning $200,000 would be eligible for this tax credit. Right.
Really?
Now, I think the limits are set too low.
I was going to say, so that was the second part I was going to ask about, were these limits. I understand that the plan would also increase the income limits for taxpayers. That to me is substantial because there are people who truly believe just because you have a low six-figure income as a dual income that it is survivable, especially in Fairfield County, which makes me laugh, honestly, all the time when I hear that.
That's right.
So what are some of the income limits, I guess, that would be, you know, so tell me how we get more people to get this tax credit.
So the floor right now, we would set the floor at $400 credit. If an individual's earning up to $130,000, they'd be entitled to the credit. For a family, for joint filers, so a married couple, would be $200,000. They would be entitled to a $400 credit. So we're trying to move the scale to actually acknowledge that middle class is certainly not $100,000, but it's closer to $200,000. And I think even $200,000 is a bit low if you're living in Fairfield County. But we are trying to address that issue and provide this credit on a broad basis to everybody.
Now, would this just be for the year? Would this be as until the money runs out?
No, it'll be annualized. So it'll begin January 1st, and we would implement it permanently. Back in the day when Governor Rell was our governor, the tax credit was as high as $500.
Wow.
And it was not income-based. Everybody got to enjoy it. That was eliminated over time because of the recession and never brought back. And, it was championed by both sides of the aisle. Senator Looney at the time was chairman of the Finance Committee. We had John Piscopo on our side of the aisle. And the two of them got together and pushed that tax credit through.
Senator Looney?
Support.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Senator Looney and I, we do share this concern that property taxes are very regressive on households. Just because you own a home doesn't mean you could afford to pay the taxes on that home.
Agreed.
And when we talk about, you know, home affordability, this really gets directly to that issue, because in some cases, people's mortgage payments equal their tax payment. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you mentioned something earlier, Representative Candelora, which I was really glad about, because, you know, so I live in Milford, and it was really pretty devastating. We've had, you know, repeats of our school budgets being cut. And I know, you know, you're talking about taxes and our budgets and everything. But it was interesting because we had like a $1 point something million. I know I told the story a million times, but now I'm forgetting the exact amount. But it was about $1 million and change that had to be cut from our education budget. And essentially what the Board of Ed was saying was, you're talking about maybe 60 or something dollar increases in your taxes. And that was enough for Milford residents to be like, nope, not worth it. It's not worth it, because I just can't put another penny into my property taxes. And obviously as a parent, it was devastating. But at the same time, as a homeowner, I'm like, oh, I don't know how much more money I could put But to your point, we should not be taking away money from our education sector or from the places we need to, which our property taxes go to. I mean, law enforcement, education, you know, how our that right. should not be touched. But unfortunately, property taxes have become so hard to manage that we are willing to cut from the things that really matter the most. I mean, I saw that firsthand in Milford, and it's devastating.
Yeah, in North Brantford, our Board of Ed was cut dramatically. Their increase was only $200,000. So they needed to cut 10 teachers to balance out their budget. Our budget failed by almost, I think over 90% voted no on the budget.
Wow.
And that we shared the same concern. You're seeing people that are receiving the services. They want what's best for their children. And they're telling us, we just can't afford this anymore. So Hartford needs to pay attention to this and say, we've got to pony up. We either have to give tax relief to the residents, or we need to put more funding into education, because funding education and public safety through your property taxes is really dangerous, because people can't afford to pay those taxes. And if they don't pay them, they lose their homes. They go into foreclosure. So it's a very bad, cyclical problem. And the highest percentage of people that are entering into poverty right now are our senior citizens,
mm-hmm.
because they just can't afford these increases. So we're really trying to prescribe something that will give direct relief to people and also encourage, and help prop up our education system at the same time.
Have you heard from Democratic leaders since proposing this?
We haven't. You know, we've been met with silence right now, but it came out, midday yesterday. The fact that they didn't reject it outright, gives me some hope that they're going to see what we are talking about. I mean, anyone, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you go into your communities, you felt the same budget process. You know, we have the town of Trumbull, where Dave Rattigliano represents. He's gone in and they've delayed reval by statute 2 years in a row. Trumbull knows the pain that's coming, and they're trying to avoid it happening. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, at some point, it's going to happen to them as well.
Representative Candelora, I appreciate you explaining it all here on the show, and definitely keep us posted on what happens next. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. That's Representative Vin Candelora here on WICC.